Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, July 29th. The grains were lower overnight. We had December corn down 4.25 cents, 4.05¾ Sunday night. September wheat down 6.25 cents at 6.17¼. November beans down 21¼ cents at 10.27¼. These were new lows in the bean oil and the soybeans out here. That's an aftermath of this announcement after the close on Friday. The circuit court, federal circuit court, appeals court has rejected the EPA decision to deny small refineries temporary waivers from the U.S. biofuel blending mandates. The decision is seen as a win for small oil refineries. Another appeals court struck down the EPA's decision to give blanket denials to small refinery exemptions. All that sent the market. I think somebody had this leaked on Thursday night. The market was down sharply on Thursday night, got hammered on Friday, and was hammered again last night. The announcement didn't come out till 1:35 after the close on Friday. So in my opinion, somebody certainly had this report early. At any rate, we were lower overnight because of it. And, you know, we've got decent rains in Illinois, Indiana. Those crops are going to look big. I don't think Iowa's going to be a record. Kansas and Nebraska still suffering from big heat and dry weather out here. Kansas is going to be 100 day, 103 tomorrow, no rains for the next week to 10 days. Nebraska, maybe a degree or two cooler, but highs in the mid to high 90s, again, no rain. So, you know, I think we're going to be losing a fair amount of bushels between North Carolina, parts of Ohio, Tennessee. I just don't see this as quite the bumper crop. I think there are going to be states that are going to have huge yields, but is it going to be enough to offset everything else? We'll have to see. Elsewhere for the week, we've got export inspections this morning. We've got crop progress tonight, which may show better crops in Illinois and Indiana, but worse crops in Nebraska and Kansas. We'll have the Fed Open Market meeting tomorrow and Wednesday. I don't think they're going to lower interest rates on this month. I think they're going to wait till the next meeting to do it. But we'll have export sales on Thursday as usual. That's really about it. But you know, the funds remain heavily, heavily short in here. 335,000 short contracts of corn, 87,000 short wheat, 193 short corn, or short soybeans rather. I mean, that's an awful lot of grain. When are they going to cover it? Who knows? I think the American farmer has done a fair job of getting out of a lot of their on-farm storage materials, the old crop that's been sitting there. So hopefully we'll get a chance to rally this thing at some point. But right now the funds are in control and it looks like they're going to stay that way for a while. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.